begin the current daf Masechtas Chagiga daf Yotes. Begin the Amidah. Begin the Tzimah. Begin the Gemara. Then Nigzera the Chardlus. You would think you'd make Gzera because of the Chardlus of the flow, which Pirush Rashi. Rashi explains. Sheyedet Zmar Gavoya, where it's coming down from a high mountain. The Beyesh Bamem Saw it has 40 sub. But the Asa Shemtil is not going to count as a foul tefillah. Because the Ketafres of flow is in the Chibur. It's not considered as connecting, and therefore you would be Gzera for such a case. For the case of the wave Osta that we're discussing. Vari Pirush, he explains, and B'chein Kosev Kam Pirushim Shrashi, it's so too written in many commentaries of Rashi, that the Pasal Mitam, it would be invalid for because of a reason, the Imik for Mitam B'zoichon, El Meshboim, because rainwater, gathered water, only is purified when it's still water, not when it's flowing. And that would be the problem, not because of that of the Chardalis, but because of the Geshamim part, that it's flowing. Ketam Mitzvah is coming, like learning Torah is coming. Now, obviously, we have to say the first interpretation is correct. The vector we make gezeira by the wave of the sea. So we're saying they're not gezer. Now, from there, obviously, you see that the primary invalidation of the chardas is because of the flow. So that makes sense why water flow to say that you make gezeira by that of because of the for the wave because of chardas, because the wave of the sea is not katafris. It's coming from a kosher mikvah. Now, whereas by Ketafris, where it's flowing, so therefore we don't consider it as having 40 sa. It's because the Mishum Mishchila, if you think the reason is because the second interpretation is because of the fact that it's flowing. Az B'shal Yam Mahani, that would be effective by the sea. So obviously you cannot be geyser by the sea because of Chador Sagar Shamim. So then you'd be back to the question, well, what's the Chiddush that we're saying the Galsha Nitlash, the Tefillah works? Obviously, it's because of Ketafris. And that's why we would have invalidated the wave that detached. Because Eloi Mekmila could have, meaning Eloi Mekmila could have made a Dom Mesechus Mekloiz, that Kala Yamim is Mikvah. All the seas are like a Mikvah, like still waters. So then you would be able to make a Gzeira when it gets detached, that actually should be like a problem of Zeichelin and not Nash Byron. That's what the Mishnah would say, that would not Geizer. But in general, we hold that the seas have a Lach like Zeichelin, and from there we see that obviously that's not a problem, and that Ketafris is the primary reason, like we're saying, not because of rainwater, but rather because of the fact of the Chardalis part. Now, so it says, "V'hari kasha l'mayi," but if the reason is like the first interpretation of Rashi, because of Ketafris, so this is difficult to my teacher because since he explained the reason is because by the wave of the sea, you should be geizer because of such a case. So my come mishum chardal should make mishum the why he's saying that because of the chardals of the rainwater, habishalayam nameloi mahani. But even by the sea, the chardals also would not be affected. Now, like within the Mishnah and Mikvois. So, I mean, they say imajim the chardalis. You cannot table in a chardalis. Now, umashpat sounds like b'chol chadaras mali, all types of chardalis. Lahuska lebehedu gesham, it doesn't say explicitly regarding rain. Now, Tosa says, well, the pirush rishon, in other words, that the reason of ketafris is the prime psul. So, nicha makes sense why that we didn't take over the chardalis of rainwater. Because you're right, even by the sea, you would have the reason of Ketafis. Whereas if the primary reason is because of the still waters, so that's also picked up by the sea, like Tosafot proved before. So it's double the difficulty. So why over here did we say to Menachem Gishamim, which sounds like that by the sea there would not be a problem with Chardalis, and that would be only good according to the one who says that this Dash Byron is the reason, but not according to the first interpretation of Ketafis. And more difficult is that how could you say with these two different Mishnayas, one that contradicts the Mishnah over there. Now, me, however, after that we proved that the primary reason of the validation is because of Ketafris, but there's still difficulty. The Ketafris have a Chibul in Mikvois, that we know that Ketafris is a connection regarding Mikvois, because the Pesheri, like the three explains later on the base of Maskim Tachtoina, and then kind of that's the case, then Lama Lemahani. So why is it not effective over here? Why are we saying that we would ever have him need to be geizer because of that? But we have a time Mishum Zechila, but if you'd say like the second interpretation, because of the flows, you're talking about that's actually more probable because So it would be a problem then, even by mikvahs. So therefore, again, that's the discussion regarding which interpretation you say regarding what makes sense and what's problematic. Should make tizmas to begin with the gemara loy? No, ki loy tavel lemaisa. It's like as if he didn't tavel for meiser, but regarding chulin, we're saying that no, even if it's lo hoksik, it's going to be effective. But that's what we're saying. It's not going to be effective. It's not going to be effective on meiser. But avusa mustin then the chiddush of the mission is mishum chulin habia. That's because of chulin. Mahani afpo loy kavan, that helps even without kavan. Because the because if you're going to say that this is tavel hoksik, that the chiddush is mishum meiser, that so why saying tavel hoksik? Even if the person did have kavanah for chulin, k'tani reishis lemahani. We learned in the reishis mishnah does not help for meiser. He said explicit chuks lechulin as lemeiser. So for sure, where you were now chuks lechulin b'shotz forbidden for meiser. So obviously, that the primary chiddush is that it's still effective for chulin, even though you did not have any kavanah at all. That's from a Rebbe Chan. But additionally, what you could say is that this answer that is saying that the chiddush that's in the sefer is going to be meiser. You could say that yeah, that is the chiddush. In other words, not only by chulin, but even by meiser, because even though we said this is because the imishim reisham. Because if we had only the reisha that says that when you're having kavanah for chulin, so if we only had that, yishim, I would say the tvei other for the chuksik klal meiser mahuksik lechulin. That actually, I would say that like the case of the sefer where you were not machzik at all, that's even better than when you machzik for chulin, like the case of the reisha, because the ochr died to likamei b'maisa, because you're totally uprooting your intention from maisa when you're doing it for the purpose of chulin. That's why it's not effective. But if you didn't have any kavan at all, maybe then we actually would say that it would work for maisa, and therefore. Actually, it was necessary with the chiddush of ma'aser, not just without a chulin. Take Tzitz Matam to begin with the Gemara Tavu v'Al v'Chulin. Tavu that came out, etc. Which, as Tzitz explained, we didn't lach. We're talking about he's still wet. Then he could still establish himself for whatever he wants to. But if he already dried up, then he wouldn't be able to, because if we don't say that, then they come out with the Mishnah over here contradicts what we said before. That Tavu l'Hoksik is like as if he didn't tavu for ma'aser, or say that he did not have a kavana for tefillah of chulin, and if it's already dried up, he can still have kavana. So why can't you be maxing for whatever you want to? Why saying that it wasn't a tefillah of a meiser? That's the differentiating. He's saying over here is someone that he's still wet. But comes from and actually many texts, it does say explicitly that he's still wet. Kudrik says not to begin with Gemara Yehuda. He says may you said matfil bel yoyna. You could table in the upper one. Now Ligar's Rashi. Rashi does later on the base. Does not have the text Mechlal the Rabbi Yehuda b'chulu etc. And Malchi Pirush, and this is how he explains the Gemara. Matbil melyoyna, that you can tell them the upper pit mitam gurasik, because we view the water is connecting upward as if there's 40 sober there. And mekoshkin the gurachas, as Rashi explains the Beshor gurachas, that you can tell in the bottom one. And Blepolgal Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is not disagreeing. But like Tunlei, but he chalik from the fact that he doesn't say, and that I disagree with him. And that the Gemara asks, but every time when the Brizer Meir Mi says, "Bein Bel Yonah, Bein Betachtoi," no, you could tell we have the upper and the lower one. But the Oyma, I Rabbi Yehuda said Betachtoi, Bel Yonah, and the bottom one, not the upper one, Bechulu, etc. Oh, so you see that Rabbi Yehuda does disagree. Now, so this says, "Well, that's not Kasev Esvarim." I mean, Rashi points out. Where he's not going with this, he says the wording used in certain texts of Machal Miud etc. He says in Lamido that he can't establish that Gersa that have in the first Brayser. Miud says or Meir says Matvil Betachten Vlebel Yaina. Nothing must be Medayik from that. Miud says or Meir says that obviously that he is disagreeing with him, and they hold that you're talking about both of them. How could you say that? But then the Bryce Buddha says, that the Tvil is both by the lower and the upper one, and I say the lower and not the upper one. Not like we had the dig from the previous Bryce. That the Gemara says, Yitanya, Yitanya. That's the Girsa of those Svar. So Rashi asks, he says, Demkain, if that would be the case, that the Behuda, that you're answering, but ultimately, Masniyasi Kashnadadi, they would still contradict each other with regard to your mayor. According to the first Bryce, right, Meir says only by the low one, and the last one he says by both of them. So my chaz the tzais lebas raisis. And why would you see fit to go like the last one and say that's the primary one and to explain what's the pin Rabbi Yehuda? And what do you do with the? Why do you see more fit to rely on the last one? Maybe the first one's the primary current Rabbi Yehuda that you do see good ask. Cause the Peder Rashi, this is all from Rashi to prove that this Girsa is not appropriate, rather than the one that we have in our Gemaras. So it says, me usually Yashav Girsa Svarm, but you could actually resolve the Girsa of these Svarm. And Vachin Yatzos, I guess, the Peder Rashi, this is actually how the Girsa is brought in the interpretation of Beit HaChanan. Pidoim, he says, this is the first price. Meir said, B'tachnim Lebelyena. You could use the bottom pit, not the upper one. Because the Isla Gurachas, well, Gurachas, he holds that you extend it down, and you don't extend upward. This is Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rebbeir. Machlal, the inference is Rabbi Yehuda is like good asking that he holds it. No, you do extend upwards. Because when they come to Rebbeir, in fact, this is Rebbeir says, Mashmet sounds the Enumaitle, that he does not agree to him. Uparach, that's what Gemara asks, but when the Bryce Rebbeir, Rebbeir says, Rebbeir, Rebbeir says, Ben Tachda, in the middle, yeah, in the both in the low one and upper one. And that's what Rebbeir is saying, Rebbeir says, when the Emanai say, Ben Tachda, in the low one and not the upper one. I'm a Lesla good asking. Obviously, he does not hold the extended upward. Not like the first Bryce, so it's not as explains. So, what does the second braisa mean to say? That masnina the lekashin, and the opinions of Meir are not difficult like Rashi had said because the kamaisa by the first braisa, Rabbi Yehuda he says Meir I'm a belulianer. Meir said did not in the upper one. Hain lefi dat Rabbi Yehuda that's according to Ben Rabbi Yehuda that he holds like that in Rabbi Meir. And that Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing according to understanding of his or Rabbi Meir. I will svar shal Meir, but the truth is the svar of Rabbi Meir himself is actually af belulianer even by the upper one. Like Rameh holds in the second Braisa, like Rameh himself holds by the first Braisa. So it comes out that Rameh himself holds, and you can tell by both of them. So therefore, it's not a contradiction, only by Yehuda, not Rameh. That's what the Gemara says, Itanya, Itanya. This is B'Shem Mari, and I'm a teacher to maintain those Gersois that Rashi says not to have.